Emily, Matthew, can you put aside your book report for a minute? We need to have a quick family meeting.
Family meeting? Should I go, Mrs. Jones?
No, you ought to hear this too. It's about Emily. Where's Barrett? Barrett!
Uh-oh. What did I do?
Why do you assume something's wrong?
I'm here. Well, what's up?
Well, we received a letter today, and... I don't think I can say it without crying.
Crying? Oh, look, I apologized for that little mistake in science lab, and I paid for the window.
Oh, it's not that.
You tell her, Simon.
All right. It seems our little Emily has done something unexpected.
Oh. Cleaned out her locker?
No, but we can hope cleaned up lockers and bedrooms are the next breakthroughs. The school sent us the results of Emily's student aptitude test.
They did?
And?
It seems our Emily is... a genius!
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Emily? A genius?
Do you mean literally or figuratively?
Literally.
According to this letter, Emily, your writing and analysis skills are off the chart. And you're in the upper percentile on everything else.
Just like your father.
Really? You scored well, Dad?
I did. It's one of the reasons I was encouraged to go into the judiciary.
Hey, Emily, maybe you should become a judge.
Me?
I bet you'd be good at it. You know, piecing together all the evidence and matching it up against the law. That's what you do, isn't it, Mr. Jones?
Well, in a broad manner of speaking, but let's not get carried away about one set of test scores. There's the next level to be dealt with.
The next level?
You have a follow-up test in 2 weeks, and those who grade in the top 10% will get the first shot at the advanced placement classes.
You mean the ones geniuses go to?
That's right. You'll get the edge on the upper-level classes in high school and college scholarships.
Oh, this is amazing, Emily. I'm so proud.
I always suspected that our family would produce brilliance.
Okay, somebody needs to pinch me. This is really just a dream I'm having before a test I haven't studied for, right? Ouch! Matthew!
You're not dreaming. You really are a genius.
You are.
That's so cool.
Our girl.
Here you are. One banana surprise for Miss Emily, and a Wad Fam Chalk Side for Master Matthew.
Thanks, Eugene.
Looks delicious.
Oh, I heard about your impressive test results, Emily.
Wow, things get around fast.
Yeah, my mom is telling everybody. The guy at the gas station, the clerk at the store, the woman at the hair salon. She even wants me to talk at her book club, which is weird because they're studying a book that she says I'm too young to read.
Well, actually, I heard it from Katrina. She was proud of your results, too.
It's a little crazy. That letter has changed everything. My dad's going to take me on a tour of the courthouse today. The strange part is that everybody thinks I'm really smart, but I don't feel any smarter.
Well, intelligence is not about feelings, Emily. And remember, the test is merely a method of measurement. You didn't become smart. You apparently have been smart all along.
But if I'm really that smart, shouldn't I have known it before now?
When did you know you were smart, Eugene?
I believe I first became aware of my uniqueness at the age of 3.
What happened when you were 3?
I was discovered calculating formulae for simple harmonic motion on my Etch-a-Sketch.
Didn't people think you were a little weird?
Well, I have been socially ostracized at times, but that has been offset by the many good people who helped me nurture my intelligence.
Eugene, I spilled milkshake on the Samson display.
Coming forthwith. As you can see, my vast intelligence has great uses, especially with the practical administration of paper towels.
So, doesn't this make you, like, a female Eugene?
I guess. But where did it come from?
Maybe you were bitten by a radioactive spider.
Oh, no. What time is it?
It's almost 4. Why?
I have to go to the courthouse. My dad is waiting for me. See you later.
Bye. Why do I feel like this is going to change everything?
This is my office, or my chambers, as some would call it.
I've been here before, Dad.
When you were little, but you haven't been here recently.
Well, you never invited me.
Well, I figured you'd think it was boring. But now that, well, here, let's move some of those books so you can sit down. There you go.
Wow, I don't see you read much at home. Do you read all of these books?
Mm-hmm, most of them.
Why do you need so many?
Well, there's more to being a judge than just hearing a case and making up your mind. I have to keep up with changes in the law. I have to examine precedents, which means decisions other wise judges have made in the past. And of course, a big part of the process is eating jelly beans.
The choice of all great minds.
Yeah, you bet. This is my private stash. Whenever I'm chewing over a case, I like to have something to actually chew. Here, you want some?
Thanks. Mmm, yum. You know, this is a really cool office, Dad.
Well, I'm glad you like it. When you were little, you couldn't wait to get out of here. My robe scared you.
Well, maybe I'll wear a robe like that one day.
Maybe you will. I've always thought you could accomplish anything you put your mind to, Em. I'm very proud of you, you know.
Thanks.
And I tell you, if you end up with good results on those advanced placement exams coming up, that could open the door to all kinds of possibilities. So, give it your best.
I will. I promise.
That's my girl.
Miss Adelaide, you wanted to see me?
Oh, Emily, come in, come in. How are you? Oh, that's a pretty sweater.
Thanks.
Oh, there's just no way to soft-pedal this, so I'll just have to get right to the point.
What point?
It's rather bad news, I'm afraid.
What's wrong? Oh, you didn't like the knock-knock jokes Matthew put in our book report.
True, I didn't. But that's not the news. There was a mix-up.
What kind of a mix-up?
Well, the test results that were sent to your house weren't actually your results.
They weren't?
You see, there's a Miss E. Jones, which is you, and a Miss L. Jones, which is...
Lori Jones.
The E got confused with the L, you see.
So, the results were for Lori's test? She's the genius?
Yes. The letter should have been sent to her, but went to your house by mistake. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, everybody knows that she's really smart. So does that mean that I didn't do very well on the test?
No, you did well. Just not as well as the letter stated.
But...
And that's the good news in this little mess. You don't have to take the follow-up exam next week.
I don't?
No, the pressure's off. Your life can get back to normal.
Oh, back to normal? Miss Adelaide, what if I want to take that test?
You want to take it?
Uh-huh. Is that possible?
It's an advanced placement test, dear, which assumes you know everything from the previous test.
Yeah, got it.
But you don't know everything from the previous test. Your score was only a little above average.
Oh, I don't care. I have to take that test. Oh, can I?
I believe on a teacher's recommendation that you can.
Oh, will you recommend me?
But Emily, you'd have to study harder than you've ever studied for anything in your life.
Oh, please, just let me take that test.
All right. But why is it so important to you?
Let's just say... it's a matter of family honor.
Matthew, sorry I didn't hear you approach.
I'd like a refill, please. What are you doing?
A small experiment.
Phew. Oh, why do I smell fish?
I was working on a new milkshake that combines the omega-3 benefits of fish oil with various fruity substances.
Yeah, well...
the fishy aroma is overwhelming the fruity sweetness?
Yeah.
I was afraid of that, which is why I have this handy air freshener nearby. Does that help?
Now it smells like a fish died. All the other fish sent flowers.
Hey, guys. Ooh, what is that smell?
It's an experimental shake flavor that got away from me, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe you should try a different lure.
How droll. May I get you something?
Anything that will help me forget this day. A fresh lemonade will help, please.
One fresh lemonade coming right up.
Why do you want to forget today? Uh-oh. You had that meeting with Ms. Adelaide. She didn't like my knock-knock jokes, did she?
No, she didn't, but that's beside the point. I just found out that I don't have to stock up on pocket protectors after all.
What?
They messed up on the test results. I wasn't the smart Jones. Lori Jones is the genius. I'm just... me.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry if that sentiment is appropriate to how you're feeling. Is it?
I don't know how I'm feeling.
But this is great. Now things can get back to normal.
That's what Miss Adelaide said. And I realized I don't want things to get back to normal. So I convinced her to let me take the test anyway.
The advanced placement exam?
I'm allowed if she recommends me, and she will.
But why would you do that?
Because I need to.
Now, you do realize that an advanced placement exam, even at the intermediate level, will require a comprehensive knowledge of a wide range of topics.
If that means I'm going to have to study hard, yes, I know.
But it's only a week away.
That's why I've got to start now, and I need the both of you to help me.
Wait a minute. Can we go back to the part where I asked why would you do that? And you said, because I need to. Why do you need to?
Because my parents are so proud of me, and I want to prove that I can do this.
Prove? Perhaps you should talk to your parents before making such a commitment.
I can't. Don't you understand?
No.
Didn't you ever feel like you needed to do something even though you didn't have to do it? It's like a gift for my dad and mom. So you can't tell them. Besides, if I can do well on that test, then...
Then what?
Look, are you guys going to help me or not? Eugene, you said the other day about the importance of people helping you. Well, that's what I need now. Help me. Please.
Well, I suppose I could put together a general list of topics the test is likely to cover.
Oh, thank you. Matthew?
I think this is crazy.
But you're going to help me because you're my friend, right?
Where do we start?
I see you scratched off American history from the study list.
That's one subject I know pretty well.
Then you know the date of the Boston Tea Party. Or when Congress called the Philadelphia Convention.
Well...
Or the components of the Articles of the Confederation.
Maybe we should add some American history to the list.
Good idea.
Who's considered to be the father of modern science?
Galileo. He created scientific method, which requires that a hypothesis be tested in the physical world and that the evidence support the hypothesis before it is accepted.
Wow, Emily. I'm impressed. And did you read that book Eugene gave you about Pascal's theory of mathematics?
No. I can't take this test if I'm in a coma. Come on, let's move on.
Emily, are you sure you don't want to take a break for the day?
I do, but I can't. Yeah. Let's look at a few more subjects, and then I'll catch a quick nap while I walk home.
That's what I was afraid of.
Kidding. I'm fine, Eugene, really.
Very well. Let's go over constitutional powers.
Great. You do that.
What does the 14th Amendment do?
It, follows the 13th?
It ensures...
It ensures...
Equal...
Equal... It ensures equal,
Pro?
Equal pro...
Tech?
Pro-tech.
Equal protect...
Protect...
It ensures equal protection.
Exactly! See, I told you I knew it.
Oh.
Oh, bed. I need bed.
Emily, honey, would you come in here for a minute?
Oh... Hi, guys.
Where have you been? We haven't seen much of you lately.
Sorry. I've been studying and stuff.
You look tired, honey.
I'm fine.
We aren't blind, Emily. We know what you're up to.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It's the advanced placement test, isn't it? You're pushing yourself studying so hard.
Well, I probably should have told you the other day, but...
You don't have to explain. We figured it all out.
And truthfully... We're feeling a little guilty.
You're feeling guilty?
Well, yes. We made such a fuss about everything, but we don't want you to exhaust yourself.
You're more important to us than any advanced placement exam.
I know, but I want to do my best.
We know you will.
And that's why we got you a little something. Here.
What is it?
It's a new music player to help stimulate the genius swirling around in your brain. Music always helped me study.
Oh, this is great. Thanks.
You deserve it.
We're very proud of you, Emily.
Yeah, so you've said. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Emily.
Listen, I'm not sure what to do about this test. I was thinking about it all night. There's no way I can study properly. It's crazy.
Now that's a valid point. In fact, wait, I think it was mine.
There has to be a way to stay awake. If I could use my sleeping hours to study, then...
Emily, you can't do that.
I have to. My parents gave me a present last night.
So?
It's for working so hard and being a genius.
What did they give you?
A music player, but that's not the point. I'm gonna fail this test, and they'll know that I'm not who they think I am.
What kind of music player?
Forget the music player! What am I gonna do?
Maybe we could go back to the truth. Will you tell them about the meeting with Ms. Adelaide and your real test score?
I can't tell them that. They'll be really disappointed. That's why I need a new battle plan for this next test.
Because it's a gift.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. It won't be much of a gift if you wind up in the hospital.
Matthew... The other day when my dad showed me around the courthouse, he was so excited. He introduced me to everyone, even the guy he just put in jail.
That's great, Emily, but
don't you get it? I was walking around with him and he couldn't stop smiling, and neither could I. It's like we had this connection, because maybe I could be a judge like him. I don't think we ever thought it was possible before, but now...
I understand, Emily. But you're out of time.
No, I have to come up with something. Some way to study harder.
I don't know how you can study harder than you are.
Neither do I, but I have to try.
We're home.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Oh, no.
Barrett, turn that off or pause it or something.
Sure.
Did you and Emily eat?
Yeah, I got something earlier, but I'm not sure about Emily.
Barrett, I told you that your father and I would be late tonight, and I told you to fix something that you and Emily could share.
Sorry, I asked, but she said she wasn't hungry.
Where is she?
Emily!
Is she in her room?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I was kind of busy.
Barrett, we have talked to you about sitting glued to these video games when we're away.
I wasn't glued. She didn't want anything to eat.
She's not in her room.
She isn't?
All right, I'll look around. Emily!
Didn't she say anything to you?
No.
You didn't see her leave?
No. But Matthew Parker called a couple of times. Maybe he was going to meet up with her or something.
No, she's definitely not in the house.
Try Matthew Parker.
Okay, I'll call him.
This worries me. It's 8 o'clock. She wouldn't have left without telling you.
Yeah, but she's been acting weird ever since this test thing happened.
Oh, maybe that's her.
Hello? David? Hi, this is Simon Jones. I was wondering if Emily is with Matthew.
Simon, Matthew's here.
Wait, never mind. Matthew just walked in. Thanks anyway. Hi, Matthew. We're looking for Emily.
I figured. That's why I came over.
Do you know where she is?
Yes, ma'am. And I was going to get her, but she won't listen to me anymore.
Listen to you about what?
That's what I came over to explain.
You better sit down.
Maybe you guys should sit down.
Emily? Emily, wake up.
Dad?
At the library. You fell asleep.
Oh, no. What time is it?
Almost 9. Nobody knew you were back here. They were about to lock up.
Oh.
Why didn't you tell Barrett you were leaving?
He was busy playing that game. I left him a note. In fact, it's right here in my notebook. Oh.
We were worried about you, Em. Fortunately, Matthew said you'd be here. I guess this is where the two of you have been squirreled away studying all week.
Oh, boy.
Em, is there something I should know?
No.
About this test?
The test? Well, Matthew already told you, didn't he?
This was an emergency, and he did the right thing. You, on the other hand...
I'm sorry.
Why didn't you tell us the truth about what happened?
Because of how you reacted to the test results. I was a genius, and for just a little while, I thought I was... good enough.
Good enough?
To be like you.
Oh, Emily.
That's why I couldn't give up, Dad. I'm not as brilliant as you are, but I had to try. I liked it that you and Mom were proud of me. I liked the way it brought us together.
Sweetie, you are my daughter, who I love more than I could ever say. And that has nothing to do with any test result or grade. Sure, we want you to do your best, and we're proud of you when you do. But that doesn't mean you're not good enough otherwise. And if we made you feel that our love would be lessened because you didn't do as well on that test as we thought, then we were wrong.
It was my fault.
No, it wasn't. Well, in part it was because you should have told us the truth. But putting that aside for a moment, I don't ever want you to feel that our love is bound up in some false expectations about what you'll be when you grow up. It isn't. No matter where you go or what you become, we'll always love you. And we'll always be proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, come here. Now, let's get your things together and get you home.
Yeah, I have to get up early for the test.
Emily, didn't you hear a word I said? You don't have to take that test.
Are you kidding? After all that studying I've done, I have to see how I do.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. I'd like to know.
Okay, but I promise this. Whatever the results are, I'm putting them in a frame and keeping them on my office desk at the courthouse.
Really? Why?
So that whenever I'm feeling tired and ready to quit, I'm reminded what real effort looks like. Come on.
Thanks, Miss Adelaide. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye now.
Why does Miss Adelaide want to see you? Oh, she didn't like your limericks in our book report. I told her to stay with the knock-knock jokes.
It wasn't about that.
Then what?
I got my test results.
Oh, how did you do?
Miss Adelaide said I qualify.
For the advanced placement classes?
No. She thinks I'm qualified to teach students how to study for these state tests. Isn't that funny? She said my passion and tenacity are good examples.
Are you going to do it?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I can't teach them the one thing that made me do it.
What's that?
Love.
First Corinthians 13:7 says that love always perseveres. That means love never gives up, no matter the circumstances. In today's episode, Emily persevered in her studying and didn't quit because of her love for her parents. And her parents persevered with Emily to show that nothing could change how much they love her. These are two ways to show love. But the best example is God's love for all of us. God's love perseveres like no other. In fact, the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 8 that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, that is true love. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Emily the Genius was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Christina Pacelli as Emily, Zach Callison as Matthew, and Will Ryan as Eugene, along with April Stewart, Andy Pessoa, and Barbara Niles. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.